Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting you live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOI building. Looking at a Wednesday, it is 5:14:25. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Jay.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Are you watching Friends lately or something?
No, it just comes naturally.
You and Joey, a lot in common.
Yeah, we're basically the same person.
Yeah, I've noticed that, yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah,
that's a nice haircuts you got there, Jay.
Thanks, yeah.
Fresh cut for a Wednesday?
Well, I mean, it was time. It was time, so just went after it.
Do you have a designated day?
No.
Yeah,
the day that it just seems like it's the time.
Okay, so you'll go during the week, you'll do the weekend, you'll do whatever for a haircut.
I mean, whatever, you know, it's like I'll look on the app and it says check in, and I check in and it says you know, there's an 8-minute wait. Then I'll check in. It's like, I won't check in. Well, you have a 47-minute wait. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Unless I'm here, and then I'm, you know, like, go to the valley, and it'll be like, well, it's going to take me 25 minutes to get there anyway. So.
Sure.
Or 15, like Bruce says. Everything's 15 minutes.
That's right.
So, you know, from here to Ritzville, like 15 minutes, you know. Mm-hmm. I'll base it on that. I don't really care if day, time, whatever fits.
Yeah, yeah. And it was a good experience. It looks nice.
I mean, yeah, it was a good experience.
I mean...
Yeah, it was a good experience.
I don't know. I mean, when is a haircut really bad?
I guess...
Well, unless it's a bad haircut.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
Or if, you know, the person cutting your hair was a real problem, which wasn't the case, so it was all good.
Right. Yeah. You've been going to the same hairdresser? Is that what you say?
Hairstylist? Sure, yeah.
I don't know what the... Is it interchangeable? You can say anything you
want. I think you'd say either, yeah.
Okay.
Well, not I get my hair cut at the same place, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, okay. But you haven't necessarily gone to the same person because it's one of those, like, rotating.
Right, yeah. It's too hard to organize that. Again, that goes back to appointments and planning, and yeah, I'm not doing that. I'll just whenever it's convenient.
It is.
Who do you get to cut your hair? I don't know. Whoever has an opening.
Yeah, but you're kind of a planner in general, though.
Yeah, just stuff like that doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
You know, I don't really care. It's hair. It'll grow back. It'll be fine in about, if they cut it too short, which they don't ever do, but if they did, you know, about a week, it's like, oh, well, there you go.
All right. Now, I know the longest you've ever done is, like, your little.
Wait, you're tracking how long I've cut my, between haircuts?
No.
Oh, scaring me.
Like, the longest you've had your hair was back in the day when you had the giant.
Afro. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of the word for some reason.
Yeah.
And I would say what now is probably the shortest you've had.
No,
correct?
I used to do one all over, just the number one all over. I would just shave it in the garage all the time.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Like you would take a razor and just go, do it yourself, huh?
Yeah. Well, when you're doing a one all over, Steve, not much styling going on there. Mm. So you're kind of your own stylist.
I don't know. I had a buddy who did that all the time, and he could never get the back.
Really? Oh, man.
And he would look pretty ridiculous.
Rookie.
You were able to get it all, though, pretty good?
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, if you miss a spot, be like, honey, just come out there and there we go.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah. You have backup.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's important.
It's why I got married. I was like, you know, that way, in case I miss the back of my haircut, my wife can come out and cut it for me. That was the overriding reason.
Mm. Till death do us part.
Yep.
And haircuts.
Yeah, and you gotta trim up the back of my head just in case. I mean, you know, she's a giver. Well, yeah. We'll talk more about that later today.
Oh, yeah, your wife is going to be joining us later this morning.
Yeah, cool? Like at 7:45, I think we'll call her and ask her why she tried to kill me.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know what you don't do in class when your dad's a principal? You don't do that.
You never cheated?
You don't do that. Because if you get caught, that's a bad, you know, that was always it. You're like, oh, yeah, well, I'll tell your dad.
Kevin James.
And all the teachers knew my dad, and all the principals knew my dad. So they'd be like, well, I'm just going to tell Bob. I'm like, oh.
Don't do it.
Tell Bob.
Don't tell Bob.
And then go home and go, Bob, don't tell Carol.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Steve.
Hi, Jay. What will happen today?
I mean, what will happen?
What will happen?
Oh, I don't know. Gosh, what a great question.
Yeah, the possibilities
are
endless. I mean,
they really are.
Yeah? I mean, within reason, right?
Steve.
Nothing too crazy is going to happen.
I don't know. You already broke the toilet seat in the bathroom, so I don't know about
that. Wait, whoa. I was not even, I wasn't there.
We get a new bathroom and seat's broken. I did enjoy emailing that to the engineers today. I thought that was fun.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. I was only in there for the tour.
Uh-huh. The tour, yeah. Here's what the new bathroom looks like.
Well, because
looks a lot like the old bathroom, except it's the opposite, because it's now the women's room is the men's room, the men's room is the women's room. It's complicated.
Well, you had to show me, so I was aware. And there's beautiful artwork now in the bathroom.
It is funny, though, and they just made the men's room the women's room, the women's room the men's room, and after walking in the same door for, 16 years, the chances of me walking into the wrong bathroom, pretty high, I would imagine.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, even though there's a sign there, you just so much autopilot at some point.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay. Well, good luck to you.
Also, I hate to steal your first thought, but did you notice what happened this morning with our neighbor over here? When I was like, I said something about, hey, Steven, and, it's just, I mean, people call you Steve. That's what people call you around here.
Yeah, and then around these parts.
Around these parts, he's not Steven. He's Steve.
Steve.
Right. And then he goes, good morning, Steven. And I'm like, nope, 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 nope.
Oh, you're not allowing it.
Nope, not your name. Not your name to you, sir.
Wait, to me or to you?
To him.
To him?
He doesn't get to use Steven as your name.
Oh, I see,
Are you kidding me? You have to earn that.
Okay.
You have to earn nicknames, Smarty Pants.
It's not. That's actually my name.
No,
though,
it's not. Oh,
Steven.
I'm like, nope.
Yeah, nope. I think I'm trying to think.
Steve.
Yeah, I would say there's just pretty much all members of my family call me Steven.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else does though, except you. Out of a joking matter.
Yes, that's why he doesn't get to use it.
Okay. Although I will say one time, let's see, this was my freshman year of college.
Mm-hmm.
I went by Steve because,
Because that's your name and stuff. Yeah,
that's what
weird.
I do.
Yeah.
I actually made the switch from Steven to Steve like in sixth grade.
Just like, without parental permission.
Yeah, pretty much.
You were just like, you know what? I'm a grown man.
That's right.
I'm 12 years old, man. I'm 12 years old.
Yeah.
You can call me Steve.
Yeah.
Hey, teacher, you can call me Steve.
Yeah. But I would still sometimes refer to myself as Steven. But my freshman year of college, I was doing laundry with one of my floor mates. And we met one of their friends in the laundry room area.
Mm-hmm.
And so I stuck out my hand, and I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Steven.
Oh, no.
And they look at me, and they go, Steven?
Steven, you're a pretty big deal.
I was like, well, I don't know, man.
Just felt like I needed to be a Steven at that moment. Was it a girl, and you were trying to impress her?
Yeah, it was.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
yeah,
not a way to impress
Makes
someone.
It sound like I got more money than Steve.
Yeah.
Put that on the poll. Does Steven sound like he's richer than Steve?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
I was using laundry detergent and fabric softener.
Whoa, what's it like to be a millionaire?
So It's like, how you doing?
All right, I'm putting it on the poll right now. Steven.
Thank you, Jay.
Where does Stevie Steve ride along that line? Nowhere?
Nowhere.
Nobody ever called you that?
I think one person, maybe two. I don't know. I've had many nicknames, many variations for some reason. I don't know why that's a thing. Did you have a lot of nicknames growing up, Jay?
No, I just Bunhead was the only one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Hot Buns, too.
Hot Buns, I don't know what that was. I don't know who did that here. That was me. Was that you who accidentally called me that? I can't remember if it was you or one of these other morons.
Yeah, well, no, hey, wait a minute.
Not insinuating that you're one.
Oh, okay. Hey. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. That's not what you're doing. No, the story goes, Jay. Yeah. That we have the one website that we use that needs a username and password that we all share.
Yeah.
It expired, but you can use the same password and username over again.
Yes.
When you, whatever.
So, it's just the craziest one ever.
Right.
It's like, oh, your password expired. Please put in new password. You put in the same one, it accepts it.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So we always do the same one.
Yeah.
And I think I texted Kevin because I couldn't get into
that. That was it. Yes.
Yeah. And I go, hey, what's the password? Which, by the way, it happened the other day too.
You forgot again?
No, I couldn't get in because I was...
Oh, because you expired. Expired.
Yeah. And it just was not accepting it.
Uh-huh.
And so I texted him. I go, hey, what's the password? Like Hot Buns 1 or something? And he goes, you don't realize how funny that is.
Hot Buns is so dumb.
And then I found out that was your nickname. Well, not that, but the Bunheads was your nickname.
So. Yeah, Hot Buns, Bunhead, but pretty close to being just as dumb, honestly.
Yeah, so how do you feel now, Jay?
I mean, I'm fine. I didn't give it to myself. It just... One old guy decided to call me that.
Is that how that came to be? It was just a friend of yours, or
it was a friend of mine's. Okay, so if you really want to know, it was a friend of mine's mom's boyfriend that we played softball against.
And yeah,
he was
like, really
what
do
you
got?
He looks like you got a hamburger bun on your head with that afro parted in the middle.
Yeah, I didn't really want to know.
Yeah, well, now you do.
The
Big 99.9 Coyote
Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Steve has a producer's studio.
Yeah, he has a separate studio.
And
then
it's like there's this extra little space over to the side.
Correct, yeah.
I don't know why they ever even made it that way in that studio, but there's this extra little space and a little computer set up over there.
Kevin James.
And that's where the little guy Kevin sits.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we're going to jump into the audio vault here in just a second. I just want to remind you of a couple things. First of all, Parker McCollum is our prize today for the month of May. Yes, you get Parker McCollum. He comes to your house with his shirt off and does yard work. It's going to be great.
Oh.
Or you can go to his concert on August 21st at Northern Quest Resort and Casino and get $100. So
okay.
That's what we're qualifying for at 8, 10, noon, 2, and 4 today. So there's that reminder. Also, our buddy Sean from Thompson Falls is participating in the state games, I believe, right now in Billings, Montana for the Special Olympics. That could be him right there, Steve. Yeah, Steve's going to grab the phone real quick. So he might be, either he's just there getting ready. I'm not quite sure where they are with the ceremonies or what it might be. But let's. Yeah, I bet that's him. Is that him, Steve? Yeah. Okay. Hold on.
It is.
Hey, brother. How are you?
Good.
Are you in Billings?
Yes.
Nice. Is today the day that you get to participate in the events?
Yep. Softball service this morning.
Yes.
And then day off tomorrow.
Day off, okay.
And then my track events are Friday morning.
Yes, sir. How we feeling? How you feel? How we feeling?
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Yeah. What is the what's the suggested breakfast for the softball throw?
A waffle, a muffin, and a biscuit.
Whoa! I see you're cutting back on the carbs.
Nice. Well, I mean, you need it, though.
Gotta have the carbs, baby. We're gonna go all out. We're gonna get us a gold this year for the softball throw, my friend. I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
So what do you need to place, Sean, in order to, because the goal is to get to nationals, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So what you need to be like in the top three or something?
They do it based on distance.
A distance.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I gotcha.
Do you remember the furthest you've ever thrown?
75 meters, which if you multiply that by 3.32 mm-hmm. yards, which I still don't understand metric.
We're the same. I'm kind of with you on that. Yeah. That's a long way. It's 246.063 feet.
Damn.
Okay.
Quick, man, for 6:30 in the morning, Jake.
Thank you, buddy. Hey. Thank you, my friend.
Well done. Yeah,
that was pretty quick. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
I love the internet. Well, cool, man. I'm excited. I'm very excited for it. What is the day off gonna look like for tomorrow?
Hopefully, going shopping for new cutoffs because I only have 2 pairs of cutoffs at home that I can wear now.
Cutoffs, as in actual jeans that are cut off?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is that what you're competing in?
No.
No. You have a uniform, is that right? I was trying to remember if they had, does the shorts, are there shorts with the uniform?
Yeah, I'm wearing a pair of double extra large blue and white runner's edge shorts.
Right. Yep, same thing that I wear. Who do you think wears a smaller size, Sean? Do you think it's me or producer Steve?
I already know you wear a medium.
A medium.
A medium, yeah. It's pretty good.
So I would say producer Steve.
I think it's producer Steve. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think you're right. Okay. Well, what time's the throw?
I have to be there at 9.
Okay,
I'm being called by my coach.
And you're being what?
My coach trying to call me.
Oh, he's trying to call. Oh, he's calling you right now.
Yes.
Well, go get him. Go answer the phone. Don't you can't. We'll talk to you later. Call us later, okay?
Okay, I will call you. I will talk to you guys later.
Okay, you're the best. Go win a gold, my friend.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Okay. Bye. Right. Good luck.
Sounded like he didn't care at the end. Then he was like, "Guys, I got to talk to my coach. I don't know what the heck you guys want."
Yeah, that's fair.
That's good though. Well done. I'm excited for him.
Yeah.
I hope he does well. So we'll get an update and see what happened, and then you know, tomorrow's a day off, and then we'll talk to him Friday morning for sure too. All right, let's get to the audio vault. So what did he say? What time did they do it? 9 or 9:30? Did he say?
He said 9. He was doing something.
Okay,
I was listening.
Good listening. So
sorry.
7:30 there in Billings now. All right. Well, I got a couple of things from some country. Some country guys, first of all, they're just all about, you know, to the end. Going to do this to the end, going to do that to the end. Blake Shelton, what's one thing you want to do yet before you, I mean, that you haven't done, you've done it all.
Oh my gosh. I've done it all. I think I've done more than I ever thought that possible. I haven't caught a 10-pound bass.
There's still time.
Yeah,
still time.
I'm still out there trying, man. I've still got lines in the water. That's what I want to do now with my life is make country music and then do stuff like that with the rest of my time.
That's what he wants to do with the rest of his time. Jackson Dean, what do you want to do with the rest of your time?
I want to make music till the day that I die.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring beautiful things into the world. I want to play guitar and I want to sing until I die. And I just want to make the best music that I possibly can.
Very uplifting. Good job, Jackson. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened in Nashville, but everybody wants to do it till they die, apparently. So.
Well, I mean, that's kind of a nice thing. It's not a downer, Jay.
No?
You do what you love.
All right. Bring beautiful things into the world. I did like that. That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve, you're a single man who needs as much advice as you can possibly get.
Sure. About anything, really.
You want to know how to get respect from other guys?
And if you pick the right girl, you're going to be a lot happier. You're going to be more successful. You make that decision correctly. Make it with options. The guy that makes a choice out of 500 girls or 1,000 girls or whatever and chooses the one that he wants is always going to end up with a girl that he's happier with than the guy that takes the one that is interested in him.
So all you need to do is get 1,000 girls to choose from, apparently. This
guy. Oh, that's it, huh?
I'm like, what?
Out of 500 girls or 1,000 girls or whatever.
What? Okay.
Who is this person?
I don't know. The internet, man. They got some great advice.
What, Brad Pitt? No, that's a bad example.
1,000 girls to choose from.
Who am I thinking of? What's that guy's name?
Wow, that narrowed it down.
Glenn Powell. Why could I not think of his name?
Okay, jeez. I mean, I wouldn't have gotten to Glenn Powell from Brad Pitt.
well, it's fine.
Good-looking Hollywood guy. Insert name here.
Yeah, well, originally, I was thinking Brad Pitt, and then I was like, well, that's kind of an older reference, so I got to be more current.
Right, right.
And I was like, all right, who's current? And then I was trying to think of someone, and that led me to Glenn Powell.
I want
to
make music till the day that I die.
All right, that's enough of that. See, if you have 1,000 women to choose from, Steve, which I know you're close.
Yeah.
If you have 1,000, then maybe you'll end up with just that perfect one like Jason Aldean.
I hate to sound like a Hallmark card here, but we truly are best friends. We do everything together. You know, she's on the road with me. I don't like being out there unless she's out. It just makes it easier for us. And so we're kind of inseparable, which is great. I like it that way. It's cool when you can be married to somebody that you're best friends with, and that makes it fun, makes it the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. So there you go.
Oh, he's talking about his wife.
And here's what you apparently don't do, Steve. This is what you don't do, okay? You're DMing a girl through whatever app or Facebook or whatever it might be. You don't start calling them pet names. You haven't even met this person yet. You're just DMing them. You're just like, they're like, hey, you look hot. You look hot. Okay.
Okay, someone's going to need to talk me off the ledge because the guy I've been texting from Facebook Dating, the ice hockey player, who we've been sending some flirty texts, he just texted me and called me babe. We don't even know each other. I've never met him. I hate that. I don't like to be called pet names, sweetie, honey, babe, baby, anything before we're even like dating or exclusive. I haven't answered yet. Huge ick. Huge.
Huge ick. Is what she said.
Jay, I was wondering why I was kicked off a bunch of apps.
I know, babe.
Five. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Our big VA hospital.
Right.
Up there on, what is that, on Assembly?
Yes, I think that's correct.
Kevin James.
I like to say it's just north of Outlaw Barbecue.
Thank you for the reference.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Coyote Country app is yours for free. You can download it, check it out, and then you can carry us with you wherever you want to go. All right, let's do it. We got some Silverwood theme park tickets for you, either for this weekend or for next weekend. Maybe we'll just let them choose, Steve, if they win.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
All right. So we got a pair of tickets for you right now, 509-441-0999. We're going to play a little game, Wavelength. You get to choose either me or Steve to partner up with and see if you are on the same page. 509-441-0999. You can call and win yourself some Silverwood tickets for either this weekend or Memorial Day weekend. And by the way, Boulder Beach opens Memorial Day weekend. I don't know what the forecast is.
Yeah. You want me to grab these, Jay, or do you just want to?
Would you grab them real quick, Steve? Okay, yep. Well, I'm going to look the forecast up for Memorial Day weekend. 10-day forecast. Because you know it's going to be 100% accurate. So, let's see. That would be 23rd, 24th, 25th. I mean, it might be cold to be in Boulder Beach. It would be perfect to be on the rides with temperatures right around 70. 70 for Memorial Day weekend, I would say, for Spokane is pretty good. I don't think there's going to be a lot of complaining about that. All right, Silverwood tickets at stake. Let's play. Steve, which one do you want me to take first, Steve?
Jonathan is on line 1. Julie is on line 3.
All right. Jonathan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, man. Who do you want to partner up with today, me or producer Steve?
I'll take you.
All right, Jonathan. Jonathan and Jay. It was like it was meant to be.
Yeah, I'm not hurt.
It really was. And you said what? Julie?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Julie, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Having a good day so far?
I am.
Let's make it even better, Julie. You're going to team up with Steve here in the game of Wavelength, okay?
Julie and Steve, it was like it was meant to be.
All right. Now you're just being Steve. Okay. All right. Let's play. Julie, you can go first, and here's how the game works. Steve is going to give us a category. We pick the top three things that come to our mind, and hopefully you'll be able to match with producer Steve. And then you get a point for each. I'll take care of the scoring. You don't worry about that. You just worry about the things. All right, Steve, okay. What's our first category?
Well, you left me in charge of this, Jay, so I'm going to take advantage.
Do it.
So the first category is famous Steves.
Famous Steves. Okay, maybe write them down or just in your mind, Julie, and you too, Jonathan. Famous Steves.
Yep. I got plenty in my mind because there's plenty of famous ones.
Famous Steves.
And,
all right.
Yeah.
Julie, famous Steves, what do you have for us?
Steve Harvey.
Yep.
Steve-O.
Okay.
Producer Steve.
And producer Steve. Well played. Well played. What'd you have, producer Steve?
Very generous of you.
Yeah.
Also, boy, there are a lot, apparently.
So apparently you got zero.
Well, I said Steve Martin, Steve Spielberg, and Steve Urkel.
Oh, Steve Spielberg.
Oh.
Sorry about that, Julie.
Sorry, Julie.
Jonathan, what did you have for famous Steve? Let's see how we did.
I had Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey. Okay, that would be 1 point because I had him second.
That's a good one.
Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin. I thought of him, too, but I didn't use that one. That's my bad.
And then I had producer Steve.
Yeah, I'm never going to say that one.
come on, Jay.
I said Steve Martin, Steve Harvey, Steve Carell. Sorry, but we do get 1 point, Jonathan.
Yeah.
We're in the lead, and we get to go first for round two. All right, producer Steve.
Boy, that was tougher than I thought it
was.
Yeah,
there's a lot of Steves.
Yeah. All right, let's do...
Also, Steve Spielberg? No.
Well, Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, well, you didn't say Stevens now, did you?
Yeah, well, his buddies call him Steve.
Okay,
I call him Steve.
Back to you.
What up, Steve? All right, this one might be a little bit easier. How about things you do at Silverwood?
Okay, things you... Oh, okay.
Things you do at Silverwood.
That one.
What do you do there? What do you do there, Jay?
Don't worry about it.
What do you do there, Jonathan? What do you do there, Julie?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Okay, I got my three things that I do at Silverwood. Jonathan, what are the three things you do at Silverwood?
Ride the train.
Okay.
Go to the water park.
Yep.
And buy food.
Okay, I said roller coaster, eat, water park, so that would be 2 more points. It's 3-0 in favor of the good guys. And let's see if Julie can make up for Steven. Julie, sorry about your partner, but what do you got for things you do at Silverwood?
Come on, I'm trying, Julie. I'm sorry.
I also said ride the train.
Okay.
Wait in line and ride the roller coaster.
Oh, good one. I like the wait in line one. Yeah, you're going to have to. What do you got, Steve?
Okay, all right. Well, all right. I said roller coaster.
All right, that's one.
I said eat.
I mean... Generously, I could say wait in line.
Well, you might say that with this third one. I said hang with friends.
There you go.
Okay, Julie. All right. I'll give you one.
Three to two
in favor of Jonathan and I. Round three, final round. Here we go. What has he got for us, Steve?
All right, fine. how about people that are happy that it's the end of the school year?
Oh, wow. Okay.
People that are happy that it's the end of the school year.
All right, I'm in.
Wow, that was quick, Jay. Well, you're so smart. You don't need school.
People who are happy it's the end of the school year. Julie, you get to go first. What do you have for us?
The seniors.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
The teachers.
Uh-huh.
And the school bus drivers.
Whoa, good answers all the way across the board. What'd you have, Steve?
Okay, I had students, so yep, seniors.
Seniors, that's two.
Yeah. Teachers.
Yeah, that's two more.
And then parents.
Up for debate. Up for debate depending on what's going on there.
Yeah, okay.
Not always excited about summer when you're a parent. All right, Jonathan, what do you got for us?
I had students,
yep.
Teachers,
yep.
And then specifically just dads.
Oh, specifically dads. I see.
Oh, getting specific.
I had teachers, students, which now makes it a tie, makes it 6-6. And you know what? We are out of time, but here's what we're going to do. Why don't we just get, we have enough tickets. We could give them both a pair.
Let's do that.
If that works. Okay, yeah. Well, we ended up at a tie there, guys, which is, so congrats on the soccer game. Everybody gets to go to Silverwood. And hold on for a second, Jonathan, okay?
All right.
And hold on to Julie. We'll get you set up as well. Nicely done, Steve.
Thanks,
Jay. Well done. There's your wavelength.
Yeah, you were talking a lot of smack.
Easy.
What?
Easy.
You were the one talking smack.
Easy. Hey.